Running your own business can feel isolating, but you don't have to figure it all out alone. Join a free guest session inside the Smashing the Plateau community to get fresh ideas and real solutions to your biggest business challenge. Spots are limited. Reserve yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.
The most important skill you can have in an AI world is systems thinking and understanding the various parts of your business, everything from marketing and sales and operations and HR and finance and how it all integrates together.
Today's guest is David Jennings, who brings a fresh perspective on how entrepreneurs can escape the trap of being tied to daily operations. In this episode, Dave dives into the impact of AI on business systems, the emergence of the systems and AI champion role, and the practical steps business owners can take to build freedom into their companies. He shares insights from his latest book, Systems Champion, and explores how community, curiosity, and systems thinking are essential for thriving in a rapidly changing world. You'll discover actionable strategies and inspiration to help you build a business that truly works for you. Now let's welcome David Jennings. Dave is an experienced entrepreneur who sold the Melbourne Cricket Ground in his early 20s and founded Melbourne SEO Services. He systemized himself out of that business in 2016 and founded Systemology to help business owners implement systems to scale their business. Today, he supports a growing community of certified systemologists, delivers workshops, keynote addresses, hosts a podcast, and is on a mission to free business owners worldwide from daily operations. Dave, welcome back to the show. Great to have you on again.
Hey, Dave. Great to see you.
So the last time you were on Smashing the Plateau, which was back in 2020, hard to believe it's 5 years already, we talked about how not to end up locked into the machine you've created yourself. And you've gone much deeper into this rabbit hole since then.
Yes.
Can you just share a little update before we kind of get into some other things?
Yeah. So just been working with a lot of business owners in the trenches, helping them to solve the problem of how do they get off the tools? How do they stop working the operations to build something that gives them much more freedom? So really just trying to tease out what are the common elements between those that make it a success versus those that don't. And yeah, so kind of just keep chipping away. And look, I've been focusing on this problem for the last 5 years since we chatted and had been focusing on it for a few years before that as well. So I've had some really good insights and distinctions and steps forward, especially with everything we're watching rolling out with AI and how it's really changing the landscape for small business.
And I'd love to get to that and we'll talk a little bit about it. Before we do, I know one of the things that has evolved that you've been working on pretty hard is your new book, Systems Champion, which I've had the privilege of taking a look at. Maybe you could share a little bit about like why you wrote that and what's in it, what's different from what has come before.
I, like many business owners, had that moment when ChatGPT came out and we typed something into the little window there and it felt like magic with the result that it spat out. And in that instant, I realized that a big part of my business was going to change. One of the core services that we offer small businesses was through our coaches and consultants, our systemologists, was to take transcriptions of videos of tasks being complete and then basically transform those into little SOPs and documents and how-to documents. And then we send that back to the client. ChatGPT comes out. And at that point, I got a team of about 10 different documenters who were doing this. And I instantly thought, well, that part of my business is going to disappear. I shared, hey, this new tool does this, because I couldn't not share it with my systemologists. But within about 60 days, that whole part of my business just disappeared. And I tried to replace some of the staff, as in put them in different seats in the business, but then very clearly we were just overstaffed. And it just made me realize, wow, things are changing and moving so quickly. I need to take a step back and go, the work that I'm doing, like process it, does it still have importance in an AI world? And I've realized that probably more than ever now, you need to get very clear on what the core tasks in your business are and how they're done so that we can then direct AI to get those tasks done. So it's, I mean, that's a big driver for why I wrote the book, because I thought, wow, business owners really need to master this idea of process, because process becomes the programming for the machines. And as I kind of did some analysis on why certain businesses were making this work and why other businesses weren't able to systemize, I kept on coming back to this central leverage point, this idea of a systems champion. And the business owner is typically not the best person to be documenting process or driving it forward in an organization. And much of the work that has come before this new book, I mean, it all speaks to the business owner. And then I thought, hey, we need to talk to the team member who's helping the business owner roll out these processes. And that was why I wrote the book. I thought, well, I'm going to write a book for that team member that's a playbook that tells them, here's how you help the business owner do this. Here's what you document first. Here's how you get the team on board. And that's, yeah, really what kind of drove me to launch the book.
Was it a surprise to you that there was this point of leverage called the systems champion?
I interviewed a lot of business owners to get them to tell their systems journey. And I ended up taking all of those transcripts and feeding it into ChatGPT and asking it for common elements. And it's strange. Like, I knew about the systems champion. I even call them now the systems and AI champion. And I wrote about it in the original Systemology book. But when I kind of did the analysis and was asking ChatGPT, what are the common elements here? This one started to surface. And then the more that it surfaced, the more I started to see it. And then amongst the different clients and things like that. So I kind of knew it, but it kind of really got surfaced and became more obvious to me the more I started to look for it.
Right. So that actually is an interesting process in and of itself, right? The way you went through stepping back as you saw how AI was affecting your business, stepping back, looking at what some of the common patterns were, working on a book and finding something that was there all along, but maybe became a new tool in your toolbox, a really important one.
Yes. Yeah. It's great at spotting patterns, AI. Like, you feed it mass amounts of data and then it helps to surface and identify things. Like, that's a big way of how I use it now. I've gone on to interview a good number of systems champions. And this was kind of forming the foundations of the book. And then I fed all of those transcripts back into AI to ask, and what are the common elements about these great systems champions that make a great systems champion? And how can you spot one up front and early to equip the business owner with some tools to identify this person in their organization or to recruit this person who, again, can really help champion this change in culture in the business.
Right. And Dave, do you think that this person, the systems and AI champion, is someone whose role is going to be enhanced and growing as a result of AI? Or do you think it's that the position may be under threat by AI?
The systems champion, and in the AI space, I actually think the most important skill you can have in an AI world is systems thinking and understanding the various parts of your business, everything from marketing and sales and operations and HR and finance and how it all integrates together, and getting very clear on what are the core processes that make each of those departments successful, and then asking the question, and how does AI help you do that faster, cheaper, and better? I think that's where a lot of people get stuck with AI, is the number of possibilities of what it can do means that a lot of business owners don't know where to focus and where to start. But if you keep coming back to your core processes around, well, what are you doing? How do you deliver value for clients? how do you get clients and focusing there first, which actually means I feel like this systems and AI champion will become more relevant, and because they're the natural person to be able to start to re-engineer process and spot opportunities. We've even seen a couple of the systems champions I've interviewed that have the business owner, and I've heard this more than once, who's now said these are some of the most valuable team members in the organization because they understand how the business works as a whole. And some of these systems champions get groomed into operations managers because they just get unmatched understanding of the way that the business works beyond just the technical work and the doing of the work.
Yeah. Are there particular skills that these people either have or need to develop and strengthen with regard to dealing with the rate of change?
Yeah.
You and I were chatting a little bit before we started recording the podcast about the speed at which things are changing. We were talking specifically about AI. I can add in some others, but let's talk about AI first. And is there something about the systems and AI champions that they need to be able to deploy to be able to deal with the speed of change?
I'm finding a little bit counterintuitively that sometimes more junior team members really suit this role very well, because you need to be comfortable with technology, you know, testing out new tools and using AI. You need to be curious. You need to have an attention to detail. I think finding someone who is naturally organized, who has high follow through, who can work autonomously and has great communication skills, because oftentimes they're chatting with different team members in different roles and they've all got different personalities, and finding someone who's got leadership potential. Like, they're some of the common traits of the really successful ones. They don't necessarily have to be classically trained in process or Six Sigma, or, I mean, sometimes holding on to the old methodologies makes it harder to adopt the new ones. So just being curious and ready to kind of try some of these new platforms is working really well. But yeah, we've seen systems champions in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Are there particular roles that they most commonly come out of?
I've seen various industries that they come out of. I have seen military. I've even seen people with a background, some people that have worked in fast food chains. There's been a few of those. And I think it must be because they learn about process there. As far as different roles are concerned, I've seen them come out of administrative roles. Sometimes it's almost can be like an intrapreneur, like someone who wants to make change and re-engineer and really feel like they're driving innovation within an organization. So I've kind of seen them in some tech roles as well. I've also seen them out of HR. So I don't know if there's one specific role, because the systems champion can work on various parts. I've even seen them come out of marketing. So I probably don't have a look here just yet.
Yeah. And it's interesting that in your first answer, you described the soft skills that are really critical to succeed as a systems champion, rather than a harder skill that's typically part of an organizational role.
Yes. Yes. And I'm watching this role as we kind of watch it evolve. I was chatting with Gino Wickman, who wrote a book called Traction, and he ended up endorsing this book. And we're having a discussion around, you know, the role of a lot of his work. He talked about the visionary and the integrator, you know, which is like the manager and the leader. And that particular role, oftentimes the integrator, that ops person, right-hand man or woman, is very busy, very short on time, working on lots of different things, and process is always important but very rarely urgent. So they don't find time to do it. So this particular role, we really are creating something new here as this systems and AI champion, because it's almost like more of a bottom-up approach. And sometimes if they come too heavily burdened with, you know, previous training around documentation, it's making them harder to adapt and change to the new technologies. So I think there's a new role here that's emerging.
Yeah. Dave, I wonder if we can go back to what we were talking about earlier with regard to AI and the rate of change. One of the things that I've observed, you know, maybe it's somewhat anecdotally, but I've certainly seen it among members of our Smashing the Plateau community. I've seen it among colleagues and friends and lots of others, which is the rate of change that we've experienced, not only with AI and technology, but also politically, economically, lots of changes in the global marketplace, especially in the last even less than 12 months. Mm. I've seen a lot of lack of decision making or willingness to make a decision. And I've also seen kind of anecdotally, the bigger the organization it is, the harder it is for them to make decisions because things are changing so fast. The decision makers, they have a lot of pressure to make, quote unquote, the right decision. So they're afraid to make any decision for fear of being wrong and suffering the consequences. I'm wondering what kind of trends you've seen when it comes to decision making.
Mm. I definitely get it because there are so many options. That's what's making it harder and harder to make decisions. So I think it's becoming really important to have focus and understand the essential parts of a business and go to work on those pieces. Yeah, I definitely see it with business owners. They're also struggling to think, you know, it's almost like, oh, do I wait and see? Because the rate of change is happening so quickly, they're worried about making a decision or spending some money or an investment that then ends up becoming obsolete. But then it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy because they don't make the decision and other people are and things are moving that they do end up becoming obsolete. I don't think there's any other choice than to move and make decisions and learn, almost like you kind of indicated a moment ago, which is, you know, it's the right decision. Sometimes just making it a decision is the right decision because then you get instant feedback as to whether or not it needs to be adjusted or what you need to work on next. I think particularly certain other spaces, because they're moving quicker than others, you're seeing the quickest moving areas are the areas that people are struggling to make decisions in the most. For example, like we talked about AI, because that's moving so quickly, it's hard for someone to make decisions in that space. So I think the quicker the rate of change, the harder it is to make decisions in that particular area.
Yeah. Are there things that systems champions can do to help leaders make decisions when they're dealing with so much chaos?
Mm. What we try and get the systems champions to do is just identify what is currently being done and making that repeatable. Huge wins can happen inside a business if you're able to increase repeatability, and that ends up becoming the baseline also. So the systems champion doesn't always need to do the innovation or make the decisions, but effectively what they do is they lay the groundwork for the leadership team or the department head or the other, you know, more senior team members to then have access to the right foundations, to have visibility on what's going on, which then makes it much easier to innovate or re-engineer a process. So I think just a systems and AI champion, the best thing they can do is uncover best practice that already exists in an organization. Oftentimes it's just trapped in team members' heads. That's their whole thing. It's like, how do we get it out of their head, move away from tribal knowledge and get a central business brain that everybody can tap into and leverage?
Yeah. Dave, I wonder if we could talk a little bit about community and how community plays into your work, whether it's community thinking around the way a systems champion might work within an organization or how systems champions might tap into community to support their success, how you tap into community to support the success of what happens in your business and all the systems people that you support. Just would love to hear your thoughts on any one of those aspects of community.
Yes, I think community is so key for like each one of those. The first one probably that jumped out at me was the community for the systems champion. Like we're trying to build, you move together quicker when you're in a community. We've recognized that. So we try and create a space for systems champions to be able to chat with other systems champions, to get insights and learnings and share what's working and what's not working. And really, you want to be doing that wherever there's a collection of people, creating and fostering that environment. Like we do it with systems champions, but effectively everybody's got their own little community in their business. And you want to make sure that those communities are open and transparent and people are freely sharing information, because no one operates in a vacuum. No one is on their own. No amount of success, you know, you can be achieved just off the back of one person. You can go so much further in an organization when you're working together. So I think it's a hugely probably underestimated how valuable it is skill to be able to develop communities and provide the right foundation so all those boats float on a rising tide.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Dave, is there anything else you want to mention that I haven't asked you before we close out the episode?
I don't think so. Look, the main thing is I just want someone to take away a little bit of inspiration about building a systems-driven business. It's quite common for a business owner to think, oh, I'm not a systems person, so I can't build a systems-driven business. And that's actually quite common. A lot of business owners aren't great with process. The key is to surround yourself with people on your team that are. If you know that you're not, then recruit great systems-driven people. And systems-driven businesses are just better businesses for everybody. So I think finding the right person to champion it effectively, that systems and AI champion, they're like the community leader for systems inside your organization. They're the person who gets it started, gets it off the ground, makes it a discussion. Hopefully we'll provide just some ideas to get someone moving.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Dave, if someone wants to go deeper with anything we've talked about today or get a copy of your book, access any of the resources you have available or get in touch with you or a member of your team, where's the best place to go?
Best place, definitely start on Amazon. I feel like getting a copy of the Systems Champion book, that's a great starting point. Or you can head over to systemology.com and there's links to our books and resources from there.
Great. Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking the time to join us again on Smashing the Plateau, giving us an update, share some great insights and some things that are really relevant to all the changes that are going on in our world today. My guest today has been the author of Systemology and the new book, Systems Champion, David Jennings. Thank you, Dave, for joining us.
Thanks, David.
Running your own business can feel isolating. That's why we created Smash Through Your Business Roadblocks, a live interactive session where experienced professionals bring real challenges and work through them together using the Smash framework. It's your chance to experience the Smashing the Plateau community, a space where corporate refugees support one another to keep moving forward. You'll leave with fresh momentum, clarity, and maybe even a few new allies in your corner. Guest spots are limited, so grab yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.